of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. And, of course, we'd like for you to come, bring your families and your Bible, and study the Word of God with us. I know that if you're looking for a place where you can worship God in spirit and in truth, you'll find this place at the Independence Baptist Church at Forestdale, Missouri. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. Our regular preaching service about 11. And then our evening worship service begins at 4:30. Our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Now, you're welcome to come to each of these services, and we know that you'll receive a real blessing from being here in these services. We'd like to turn this morning, if you would, to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and we'd like to read verse 20 and verse 21, and we'd like to think about the subject this morning, the root within you. I know that each of us that are saved has a root within us. That root is what allows us to partake of the glories of God. It allows us to go down deep into the Word of God and to receive blessings. But the Bible here talks about some people that do not have this root within them. So let's read the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 and verse 21. The Bible said, "But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anoint with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." You probably recognize this reading. Of course, this is the parable of the seed that's been sown, the parable of the sower that Jesus gave. And there were four kinds of ground that the seed fell on. The first seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and just ate the seed up, and it was gone. And that's, of course, talking about the seed that falls on a heart, and there's no receiving it whatsoever. When the gospel is preached to some people, they absolutely turn their back on it. They go the other way. And so they do not even hear the Word of God. And then here in verse 20 and 21 is the seed that is received in the stony places. And that's one we want to talk about. The next seed, of course, is that seed that is received among thorns. And it begins to bring forth fruit, but it really doesn't after a while. It's just gone. And then, of course, the fourth seed falls upon the good ground, and that's the one that we all think we are, you know. And so let's study this morning about this root that we have within us and recognizing that there are people that do not have the root within them. First of all, notice this. In the book of Matthew 23 and verse 20, notice carefully the reading of this word. The Bible says, "But he that receiveth the seed into stony places." Now, this gives us the description of the land upon which this seed has fallen. The Bible said that it's a stony ground. Over here in verse 5 of Matthew 13, it talks about this ground, and the Bible said that it doesn't have very much earth. And so there's just not much moisture there. There's not much nutrients there in the ground in order to produce the full-grown plant and the fruit. But notice that the word is received. The Bible said here that it is received. The Bible goes on in verse 20, and he says, "The same is he that heareth the word." And so here we find the description of some people that hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they really do hear it. The Bible says that they hear the word. Not only does the Bible say that they hear it, the Bible says that they anoint, or that word anoint is not one that we commonly use. The word anoint, A-N-O-N, that word actually means quickly or readily, immediately. And so the Bible says that they immediately with joy receive it. Then here we find that someone, and we can picture anybody in this in your mind just for the sake of illustration, that here is a person that has heard the word, and they've said in the church services perhaps, or maybe you've talked to them in their home. They have heard the word of God. And when they hear the word of God, they receive it and know that that is the absolute answer to all of their problems. Here is a person that realizes that they are in a terrible situation. They realize that they need something. And they realize when they hear the gospel that this is something new and pleasing to them. It is something that they can be greatly delighted in. They are full of zeal for this. But the Bible goes on, and in verse 21, the Bible said, "Yet hath he no root in himself, but dureth for a while." And so here is a picture of some people who have listened to the Word of God. They have heard it with their ears, and they know that it is an excellent thing. But the Bible says they do not have any root in themselves. These people have seen their guilt. They have seen their danger. They have seen the true excellency of Christ and His marvelous, wonderful plan. But they are not really attached to the gospel. They're not really attached to the plan because the Bible says they do not have any root in them. And just as soon as persecution or tribulation comes because of the word, they are offended. This is a terrible thing. You know, there's a lot of things that the Word of God has done to me down through the years. The Word of God has worked me over. It has changed my life. The Word of God has condemned my wickedness. But one thing the Word of God has never done, it's never offended me. I've never got mad at what the Bible was telling me about myself. You see, but here are some people. The Bible is talking about some people that say that they have received the Word of God. They say that they have it, but the Bible says they have no root, and the Word of God is offensive unto them. And it's a terrible thing to be offended by the Word of God. Oh yes, they do receive the Word of God. They receive it not only receive it, but they have joy when they receive it. They hear the offer of mercy and forgiveness for their sins. And they seem to embrace the gospel. It offers them peace. The gospel offers them pardon. It offers them salvation, and a religion assumes for a time a very lovely aspect unto them. They imagine that they are pardoned and they have a temporary peace and joy. Their anxieties subdued. Their fears are gone. They are for a time happy. Of course, it's a very true fact that the mere subsiding of an anxious feeling from one cause or another will make the mind happy for a little while. But after a while, when they do not have any root to go down into the Word of God and to find digestible material in the Word of God, when they read the Bible and they have no understanding of what they're reading, and they read it on and on and on, and it always just seems like that there's something there that they ought to be getting, but they just cannot understand. The Bible said it's because they have no root in themselves. They have nothing with which to derive the moisture, the nutrients from the soil. And the soil, of course, being the Word of God. They have none at all. They have a temporary joy. They have a temporary peace, but it does not last. There is no permanent joy because they do not have enough ground. They have no root for a permanent joy. There is you can have a permanent joy in true pardon, in lasting pardon. But these people do not have that. Soon their joy subsides. And all evidence of piety disappears from them. They have no strength to resist the temptations that come upon them in this world. Instead, they yield to those temptations. And after a while, they're just like they were. And the Bible says that the reason that they are in this condition is because they have no root in themselves. I think it's good for us this morning to examine to see whether we have root within ourselves. Do we have that inner strength that comes by God alone? Do we have that strength to reach down into the Word of God and to find there in the Word of God the necessary life-giving ingredients for our spiritual life? The Bible gives us a very clear example in the book of Psalms 1 concerning the root of a person who belongs to Jesus Christ. The book of Psalms 1, the Bible said here in verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Here is a person who has some root. The Bible said in verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." The Bible talks about in the book of Matthew 13, a person who has received with joy the gospel, but they have no root for lasting permanence in the things of God. But the Bible talks about in Psalms 1, a person who does have a root. The Bible talks about here that he's like a tree that's been planted by the rivers of water. And when he has trouble, he's not offended at the Word of God. Rather, when he's troubled, he runs to the Word of God with all of his strength, with all of his might, with all of his heart and all of his soul. Because he knows that in God's Word is what he needs. He knows down in his heart that he is a believer in Jesus Christ, not by his power, not by his might, but rather by the power of Almighty God. Do you have a root this morning inside you? Do you have the root that is able to go down into the Word of God and find strength and nourishment? Someone would say, "Well, I hope that I'm saved." Let me tell you, you can know whether you're saved or not. And you don't have to go back and look at all your good works or all the things you want to do or try to do. But the Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, that the Spirit of God, listen, now listen, the Bible said in Romans 8, that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When you're saved, you receive the Spirit of God, and that's the root that's been talked about in this parable this morning. Today, if you're saved, you have this root. If you're lost, you don't have that root. Reach down. To reach down and receive nourishment. Today, if you're lost and you know it, our prayer is that you might see Jesus precious to your own soul. Because only Jesus can save a sinner. We see that our time has gone away from us again. Today we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. And listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio program. Thank you now for listening.